T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
Take him to Detroit.
No! No, not Detroit! No! No, please! Anything but that! No!
Shane is fired up!
All right, man. Our night was crazy here with all of the moving pieces, but you were out amongst a couple hundred thousand people from Detroit trying to follow Caleb Williams.
You're telling me, dude. I don't know if you know this, but the NFL did not have a very large priority in giving me access to places. I don't know if it was the NFL, if it was the city of Detroit.
They're not that invested in the Shane Reardon business.
You know how much I love the city of Detroit, so I will not besmirch it too much.
I thought you were more of a Ferndale guy.
Ferndale is not my favorite neighborhood in Detroit. I would go Royal Oak or Berkeley or Clawson. I like those. I like the stretch in Ferndale, but as a Detroit guy, I prefer Royal Oak.
Yeah,
Berkeley.
Famously.
But the city simply wasn't ready. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's a good thing because Lions fans showed the hell out. You've seen the number, 275,000. But the city's infrastructure logistically was not ready to let that many people into its city center, into the footprint of the draft itself.
Well, it wasn't ready. What does that mean? Are you talking about in terms of bathrooms? Because Kevin Warren could have built some, obviously.
Here's where I went from here yesterday. So we were here planning the show yesterday. We say, all right, 5:40 or 4:45 Central, that's going to be your first hit. That's going to be your scene setter hit.
Yeah.
Well, it took me about an hour to get anywhere that could give me a good scene setter. So our market manager, Kevin Cassidy, got us those nice hospitality passes to a very, very swanky, cool party that I should not have been in, in the third or fourth floor of the I think they call it First National,
well,
whatever.
Well, you were wearing your nice dress White Sox hat, though.
I was wearing it. I was wearing the cleaner one.
So, in fairness, you were dressed
I did fit in. I had jeans on. I had a nice blank T-shirt. But I get up there. I have one nice little drink, a nice little whiskey ginger to get me loosened up a little bit because of the stress of 275,000 people trying to keep me from getting to Caleb Williams.
Sure.
That was the biggest problem.
And the looming one-bathroom Airbnb.
I was not looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So I knew I had to keep it light on the whiskey gingers. But, so I get up there and I get that nice shot of the beautiful Detroit and the wonderful job that they did setting this up, right? And then I'm like, okay, it's close enough. Caleb's probably going to be picked around 8:20. I want to get down there to see if Eminem surprises. I want to get down there to see the dog and pony show or whatever, right? So there's an entrance to get in right below where I was at the party. I get down there at 6:45 local time. They shut the gates down. There hasn't even been a pick yet. There's not a pick for 90 minutes, almost 2 hours.
They said there wasn't room for more people because they were about to hit their 275,000. But even on TV, I could see empty spaces in the back of the thing.
But, I mean, for fire code reasons, you have to have a certain amount of space, right? So I'm in this swarm of people for a good 45 minutes where some people are saying they're not letting anybody in, but all of a sudden you'll see, like, three or four people trickle through, and you're like, all right, well, if I just wait a little bit longer, I'll get through. Mm. No. I ended up leaving that 40 minutes later. Then I'm looking for the single media gate. One single media gate for the entire NFL draft. Find that, get in, 5 minutes, no problem. Then I'm like, all right, I've got the media thing. I'm up close. I'm just outside of the actual shell. I've got my video. I've got my scene center. That's where I did the hit with you guys, where that random mob member gave me a big hug during the middle of the hit. That was great. Didn't get their name. If you're listening, love you so much.
Mom.
Nice I
hug.
Leave, and I'm like, all right, well, let me go out into Gen Pop and see what the peasants are doing, right?
Yeah. That's general population for those playing at home.
Right. I go out into Gen Pop, talk to some people, you know, figuring things out, and I'm like, all right, Caleb's being picked in like 30 minutes. I should probably go back in. I get back to the media gate, and I scan. They said, no, you've been in already. You can't go in again. They shut you out. You can only go into the media section one time as a media member, and then they kick you out. So I snuck my way into VIP, had another whiskey ginger because I'm there.
And the stress of everything you'd been dealing
exactly.
with.
Exactly. I'd been sweating a little bit. I was worried about you guys.
The number of bathrooms hadn't changed at the Airbnb.
Hadn't changed. So I get into a different VIP area where they're handing out like towels and scarves and stuff like that. And I was like, well, that would be greedy. I'm not going to take an NFL draft
scarf.
Should
have brought those for the Airbnb.
I'm not actually VIP. So I have my one drink, and then I go to try to find another
second drink.
But one in that area.
His one second drink.
I go out and I find a different media. Gate, right?
Sorry, it's not second one drink.
Really a media gate, but what I did see was the swaggiest human on the face of the planet, and that is the Sauce Gardner. I have found my new favorite NFL player. Sauce Gardner needs to be a Bear soon. He had on this killer green and white Jets color tracksuit with the like. Remember when Flava Flav had that
the watch, the clock?
Yeah, the clock thing.
Yes,
a chain that big that just said Sauce on it. That was shining as bright as the North Star.
How did you know it was him?
Because the chain.
Oh, it said sauce on.
Yeah,
okay,
it said
sorry.
Sauce on.
Yeah, got it.
So I get back in.
It could have been a different sauce, to be fair.
Finally get back in.
Sauce.
The most electric moment that I've been a part of that I felt actual chills, even though it's got nothing to do with me, not my city, was when the delayed walkout of Eminem last night. I was probably, I don't know, 75 feet, 100 feet away from Eminem. Like, he's in that promo video. He's not going to actually come out, right? He just did the promo video. He's just doing that. When he walked out, the place absolutely lit up. Cooler than any live moment I've ever seen.
That's
awesome. Not directly related to me, right?
That's really cool.
So I see Caleb get picked, and I want to see Rome get picked, but you never know. I figure I should probably go find Caleb now.
Yeah.
I'm going to go into the media room. I'm going to do that. They wouldn't let me in. Something about my QR code wasn't working again. So I used my charm, just like I did to get closer last night, end up getting in.
Had a third one drink?
No, I had stopped drinking by then. I just had the two last night.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know how to accurately, and I know it's easy, like you're the number one pick, the nation's eyes are on you, you have every opportunity to be as polite and clean and present well as possible, right? But in the other direction, you could not. Caleb Williams was the most composed, polite man I've ever seen in that kind of situation last night. And that may sound like Bears homery, and of course I'm going to feel that way because I want my team's quarterback to be as composed as he was last night.
No, but this is the thing. He comes off that way in every public interaction. Danny, as you and I were both up late, I was watching absolutely everything I could possibly watch of him yesterday, and he was patient and kind and thoughtful with everyone to every question. It was crazy, and the volume of everything he was going through was a lot. And you're saying, Shane Reardon, that you saw that with the non-on-camera stuff. You saw that with handlers, with helpers and service people, etc.
Right, and fans. Walking through the fans and taking pictures with fans and doing everything with fans. I was following him with it. Wherever they would let me go, I was with Caleb Williams and Bears PR and stuff like that, just observing, right? So there are these giant stalls when you go get up into the media room. Before you go and do the Gen Pop interview with all of NFL media, you're in these stalls, and local media gets their one-on-ones with you. He was in there for a good hour, 10 minutes, doing one-on-one stand-ups with every single outlet, TV, digital, the beat writers, Weederer, Finley, Josh Schrock, with more enthusiasm as each person goes on, where most people, you know, he's done 3 hours of interviews already. He was tapped into the Bears draft party as a hologram. He had been doing social stuff for them, digital stuff for them. And then he's got to come and do this, and then he's got to come and meet general media.
I missed the draft party hologram.
I saw the hologram. Yeah, it looks good.
Was he with Eazy-E there?
Someone said the hologram's already third all-time in Bears passing yards. Pretty good line.
It was just so refreshing to see someone who you know.
God, I'm going to think about that all night.
Had gone through 4 hours of media prior, and it's just every answer is more enthusiastic and dedicated than the other. Not dismissing anyone's question, not being tired, not shaking his feet, not moving back and forth, not looking for his out. It was so much better than what I saw out in the actual draft itself. You want to hear about my biggest fail last night?
Well, before you do that, just like everything you're saying about Caleb, I think it matters in our conversations last night with Pat Manley and Coach Wanstead about how you treat people, how you treat your teammates, like how you go through your life with all this stuff. And then Pat, with like kind of a mic drop comp moment at the end of our show, where he talks about, is it possible that Caleb was just made for this? You know, comparing him to Tiger,
yeah.
Like made for the stardom, made for the times, made for this kind of role. It's like, and he's been groomed for it with his father by his choice since age 10. It seems like he is really built to survive all of the different aspects of this. So
what's the number, 10 million so far in NIL money?
I mean, yeah, it's always an estimate, though, right? But, yeah, that's the reported figure.
But at 22 years old, 21 years old, when you have that kind of money, when you've got a penthouse in L.A., you have every, not right, but every opportunity to just F you to everyone. I don't need you. I'm going to get endorsements anyway. I could flop in my rookie deal. I'm going to get endorsements anyway. I'm going to be the star in Chicago. He has every opportunity to do that, and every chance that he had, he was greeting someone else. He was asking someone how they're doing. He was saying good to see you. He was saying hope to see you soon. Just stuff that you think is small, but
it's big.
Not everybody's going to do that.
Yeah.
This is a different, like this Gen Z crop of kids. I mean, it was Marvin Harrison Jr. It was Malik Nabers. J.C. Latham was so fun at the presser yesterday. They're so damn respectful, and it's incredibly refreshing. You know what's not respectful?
What's that?
The drunkest man that I've seen in years last night.
Ryan Porth?
No, he was fine.
Okay.
Last night, after I had snuck into the VIP before I was waiting for Caleb and then left to try to get back into media. You know those wagons that you can pull your kids around in, like the mesh ones, with the big wheels, like monster truck wagons?
Sure.
There was a man probably 35 and his wife probably around the same age and their child, 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, no.
The mother holding the child's hand because the child's father was so drunk that he had to lay down in the wagon.
No.
And she's pulling him, like, out of entry 3 to hopefully go home.
Oh,
but
represent
it was one of those things
Detroit.
Where people were taking video, but I'm thinking to myself, man, if that kid ever sees that video later of her dad so blackout drunk that her mom was in tears holding her hand while the dad is knocked out sleeping in the wagon, absolutely would not want to see that. As Matt Miller walks in.
Well,
we'll have him soon.
It's great to see Matt Miller. And, he wouldn't be able to be here. None of us would be able to be here if you didn't apparently put out a fire yesterday afternoon.
So you said apparently. It's weird that you said apparently.
I missed it.
Why you said apparently?
I didn't see it.
Okay,
I don't believe that it existed. I was sitting in a chair looking at my phone, and then you disappeared. You were next to me for a little while. Then you came back and you said, "Speaks, did you just see this?" And I'm like, "What?" I didn't see anything.
Okay, so people are familiar with catering, right? There's these catering trays, and you have the heat underneath, the sternos, I think they're called, right?
Yes.
A literal flame with liquid that keeps it eternal for however long. Someone from eternal. Oh, I just
eternal,
oh, damn it.
Eternal means.
Yeah. It's kind of like JFK's grave.
I pulled a Danny. Eternal
it's
for
hard
however
to, it's
long.
It's hard to monologue.
Yeah.
Damn it. Okay, so someone had knocked over one of the sternos and then kicked it onto the carpet into the tablecloth. So
sure.
The liquid had spread, so the flame was spreading.
This is all theoretical.
Not theoretically.
I didn't see any of this.
They're trying to stomp out the fire with a chip box, like a cardboard box. And I look over there.
That
what the hell's
fire.
Going on? So I run over there like the hero that I am.
Yeah. What'd you do? I heard you poured water on it.
I grabbed a couple water bottles. Thanks for ruining my story. And then I put out the fire.
It's
and
a fake
saved
story. It didn't
the
happen.
The entire NFL draft. There's a security camera right up there. I guarantee we could pull that footage from yesterday.
I would love to see the footage because, yeah, I mean, if
I used my White Sox hat first. I was
well, that's disturbing.
It. Yeah. I know. So yeah, maybe I mean, that was my conscience.
Yeah, honestly, if Shane didn't save the draft, Roma Dunze wouldn't be a Bear right now.
And you guys would be dead. I would have gotten out. I was by the stairs. But
That 275,000 number would have been lowered by what, 8, 9?
Maybe thousands.
Thousands?
Thousands, I'd say, yeah.
You're a hero.
Yeah.
A lot of people talking about it, not as many as they should.
Shane, excellent work. Thank you very much. Matt Miller, longtime friend of the score. He's Mel Kiper's heir apparent. He is the star of day 3 of the NFL draft on ESPN, but he's the king of this stuff year round. He will react to the Bears Hall, the craziness around the league. He will help us put some names to 75 and 122.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no one more qualified than our next guest who's going to join us, I think, for a couple of segments here. Matt Miller in person in Detroit on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.